from St. Louis Public Radio. This is the Politically Speaking Hour on St. Louis on the Air. I'm Jason Rosenbaum. Halfway through this first month of the new year, there's already been a major changing of the guard in Missouri politics. Last week, the Missouri General Assembly came back into session, putting into place new Republican leaders of the House and Senate. And earlier this week, Mike Kehoe took the oath of office as Missouri's 58th governor in front of hundreds of well-wishers braving frigid temperatures on the lawn of the Missouri Capitol complex.
As governor of the state of Missouri.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
I'll let you in on a little secret. Inaugurations are like catnip for political reporters. There's something about the pomp and ceremony and routine of people getting sworn in as elected officials that's quite alluring to reporters. These events often feature people accentuating the positive possibilities of politics, like being able to solve big problems, or, as Kehoe mentioned in his address, working beyond partisan or personal divides.
I will talk to anyone, work with anyone, and root for anyone who has a good idea to make our state stronger and better. And when we succeed, together, Missouri and our citizens will serve as a model of responsible, conservative, and innovative leadership.
Here's another secret. The sugar high of Inauguration Day in Missouri, or basically anywhere, can fade away pretty quickly. Missouri governors have to make difficult decisions on how to spend money or deal with unforeseen events. And legislative bodies are designed to foster disagreement, which either leads to compromise or just a lot of gridlock. Speaking of gridlock, last week's typically ceremonial election of a Missouri House Speaker intertwined tradition with a little bit of drama that may foreshadow contentious times ahead. Here's a bit of background. Republicans hold commanding majorities in the Missouri House and Senate, which means that the leaders of both of those chambers are going to be part of the GOP caucus. Senators selected Cindy O'Loughlin of Shelbina as president pro tem with little friction. But in a highly unusual move, State Representative Justin Sparks of Wildwood challenged John Patterson of Lee's Summit for Missouri Speaker of the House on the floor. GOP legislators like Bryant Wolfen of St. Genevieve contended that votes against Patterson sent a message against centralized power of the Republican House majority.
Over time, power has steadily shifted away from the people and this body, concentrated instead in the hands of a few. Today, the Speaker holds a level of authority that would make even a monarch blush. This is not what self-government looks like. This is not what liberty demands. And this is not what our founders envisioned.
Sparks, who didn't talk during the vote, failed pretty spectacularly at his challenge of Patterson. Patterson received 152 out of 163 votes for Speaker. And Patterson, a surgeon who represents a portion of the Kansas City suburbs in the Missouri House, did not hold back on how much disdain he had for Sparks' challenge.
This was a person with an oceanic ego who took it upon himself to make this day about himself.
The House clash between Patterson and Sparks highlighted the longest-running storyline in Missouri legislative politics, internal schisms among Republicans. In some respects, this dynamic was inevitable after Republican caucuses in the Senate and the House grew over the 2010s. But the disunity, which is especially chronic in the Missouri Senate, derailed key GOP priorities, such as making it harder to amend Missouri's Constitution. Patterson had some unusual allies in his speaker fight. House Democrats, who in precedented times would have voted for House Minority Leader Ashley Aune. Aune explained why her caucus voted for Patterson shortly after the speaker's vote.
You elected us, you sent us down here, you entrusted us to do this work. We are going to do the best we can for our constituents and for every single Missouri family. That means putting our differences aside and showing some unity and some mutual respect.
Ani, who also represents Kansas City suburbs, says that while her caucus decided to support Patterson in this particular fight, she's not expecting that he'll chart a moderate course as speaker.
He built a very conservative coalition to get where he is today. He had to. He had to appease the folks on the far right of his caucus to earn their trust. So he will be expected, I think, to move further to the right than we've seen him before. And I'll be interested to see how that takes shape this session.
At this point, there are some things Kehoe and Republicans plan to hone in on over the next few months. Kehoe made enhancing public safety a major aspect of his successful gubernatorial campaign, and Democratic Senator Tracy McCreary of St. Louis County is bracing for a contentious fight over whether to place a gubernatorial board in charge of the St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department.
The Kansas City Police are under state control, and they have their own challenges with crime and public safety, so I don't think state control is the answer. I think that we're going to have to get all of the players around the table and have some tough conversations, quite honestly. You know, I do know that there is a lot of frustration, not just in St. Louis City, but also in St. Louis County, with crime being on the certain kinds of crime being on the increase.
Republicans are also expected to at least test the waters on a measure to either repeal or replace Amendment 3, which enshrined protections for abortion rights in the state's constitution. Any changes would have to go back to voters, most likely in 2026. And while the specifics behind an anti-Amendment 3 plan are a bit murky right now, Patterson doesn't believe the legislative debate over abortion access ended last November.
I said we respect the will of the voters, and if you read Amendment 3, the words regulate abortion after fetal viability are within the text of that amendment. So I think it's incumbent upon us to do that. I think one of the first things, as a physician, what I look at is, well, what do they mean by fetal viability? I think that's one thing that we could look at and have a debate about.
Fetal viability, by the way, is defined in the Missouri Constitution as when a medical professional determines a fetus could survive outside of the womb without extraordinary medical intervention. It is important to note that some of the issues expected to define Missouri legislative politics in 2025 don't necessarily fall on a left-right spectrum. Both Republicans and Democrats have expressed support for measures making child care more available and affordable to Missourians. And O'Loughlin, the top Republican in the Senate, alluded to a bipartisan desire to revamp Missouri's Children's Division, including providing substantial raises to investigators who look into allegations of child abuse and neglect.
If you take a hard look at our child welfare system, you will see a system that is failing to meet families where they are, failing to understand their struggles, and failing to provide meaningful assistance in their time of need. Too often, instead of addressing the root causes of poverty and addiction, we criminalize them. The result? Children are seized from their families, almost guaranteeing additional trauma and harm. This cannot continue.
And in some respects, Kehoe and the legislature's ability to do things that are bipartisan and typical, like crafting a budget or making core governmental services function more effectively, could be the biggest sign about whether 2025 lives up to the pomp and circumstance of Inauguration Day.
Today's episode was produced, recorded, and edited by Jason Rosenbaum. Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thank you.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri, St. Louis.
The Gateway brings you the day's news each weekday from around the St. Louis region and the state capitals in Jefferson City.
Our schools are accredited. We don't need this bill.
And Springfield.
How many more years must pass before lawmakers see time is of the essence?
I'm Abby Larico. Join me each weekday for The Gateway on the STLPR app or wherever you get podcasts.